Hello, good day everybody. How are you? It's Dilshad from Freelance Conveyancing. In my previous video, we covered what is conveyancing. So now we're just going to cover, before we even get to the sale agreement and its terms, we are going to talk about general conveyancing. So who is the conveyancer? Right. So what is a conveyancer? So a conveyancer is an attorney who has written and passed the exams, who specializes in property law, where specifically dealing with transferring of a property or registration of a bond or cancellation of a mortgage bond. Okay, so what does the conveyancer do? The conveyancer deals with all matters relating to property law and the deeds transactions. So the deeds office is a government institution that records ownership of a property and other rights related to a property. So let's look at the conveyancing flowing chart. Okay, I'm just gonna give you an idea about what a conveyancing flowing chart looks like. So the flowing chart consists of, we've already covered what is a conveyancing, what does a conveyancing do. Now let's go to why are conveyancers necessary. So now, owning a property will be like your largest asset of your estate or whatever you're owning, because owning a property is very a very prominent part of your estate, and it sometimes holds the most value in your estate, and that's like your most valuable asset basically. So property is also it's also the most expensive asset, as I just said. So conveyances are important for the registration system. So during the transferring process of a property, the conveyancer plays a big role in whether it's coming from the transfer, the bond cancellation, or the bond registration. Plays a very big role in the process of a transfer of a property. Even though when a transferring attorney is not moving the will, the bond cancellation or the bond registration cannot do anything without the transferring attorney. So they basically feed off the transferring attorney. So if the transferring attorney's documents and everything is in place, then automatically the will turns the bond cancellation and bond registration. That's why sometimes a transaction takes place simultaneously. So the bond cancellation, the bond will be cancelled, then a new bond will be registered, and then the transfer will take place. Almost like it amalgamates. Then who chooses the conveyancer and who pays the conveyancer? So even though preference is given to the seller, but what if the seller tells the purchaser that he do not wish to look for a conveyancer, or he hasn't have one, the purchaser may do so. Then based on the seller's request to the purchaser to do so, the purchaser may then go and look for a suitable conveyancer that basically fits his pocket and that he can afford. So normally when a seller requests and says that he has his own conveyancer that he would like to go, because maybe he's got a friendship or a relationship with that conveyancer, he would like to go with that conveyancer. But what happens if the conveyancer's pro forma is not in accordance with the purchaser's pocket? Then the purchaser may request a reduction, or the seller can request his conveyancer to negotiate fees in terms of the conveyancer's fees. But any other fees related to a transfer that is mandatory, like other disbursements, like deed office fees, things that he cannot change, stays the same. So, in a nutshell. So, can I just speak about the conveyancing process? So, firstly, we will have the agreement finalized by an estate agent, or could be a private sale between two parties. Like anybody can draw up a private sale, provided that the agreement is in accordance with what they with what the purchaser is buying. Then if there's a bond registration, if the transaction is not cash, obviously the purchaser will opt, in terms of affordability, will opt to go with a bond mortgage, which is a bond registration that should take place on the property. So what happens if the, so for the, before we even get to the bond registration, let's look if the purchaser, the seller, sorry, if the seller has a current bond cancellation on his property, the property can't be transferred to the purchaser unless the bond cancellation is cancelled. So the bondholder received the request. Obviously, the institution, which is the bond cancellation, instructs a bond cancellation attorney, and the bank calculates, or the bond attorney calculates, the amount outstanding on the seller's bond, and then issues cancellation figures and title deed to the conveyancer, which is the transferring attorney in the matter. Because when the transferring attorney does a deed search to see if there's any endorsements on the property preventing the property from being transferred, and finds that there is a bond cancellation, he needs to find out who is the necessary institution, contact them, and the institution will then allocate a bond cancellation attorneys to do the necessary cancellation for the institution. Then the initial steps is usually if the transferring attorney ascertain the endorsement on the property, whether it's a bond cancellation, then they can also, the copy is available because that document is already registered in the deeds office. So while doing the search through Ghost Conveys or any entity that you use online system to retrieve the document, you may request to download the document. So it's best for you to do that as a transferring attorney, because it prevents you from wasting time for you waiting for cancellation figures. So in the meantime, while you're waiting for cancellation figures, you can peruse the deed, the title deed, and see that everything goes. Sometimes the seller doesn't necessarily have a copy of the title deed. So for you, for your own accord, you can peruse or go through the document and make sure that all the conditions is in accordance. And if not, if there's any things that you need fixing, and you can even start drafting your draft deed before, like just getting yourself ready. And then obviously, in order to cancel a bond, which means there will be fees outstanding. If there's not fees outstanding, but obviously there will be fees outstanding, because a bond, there won't be a bond cancellation over a property if there's no fees outstanding. So obviously the institution will issue the transferring attorney with a bond cancellation, and then in order to, before we even cancel it, the bond cancellation attorneys will then request cancellation figures and a guarantee for that amount. So it gives them surety that the amount that the seller's bond cancellation will be cancelled. So the guarantee is a form of security to show that it will be cancelled, and therefore things will then be processed. So we take that cancellation figures, the transferring attorney, if there's a mortgage bond to be registered from the purchaser's side, then obviously the transferring attorney will then request a guarantee from that institution, from the registering attorney, from the bond registration attorney, mortgage bond registration attorney. If not, then the transferring attorney will then have to give, normally the attorneys who's the bond cancellation doesn't accept an undertaking, they want a bank guarantee, or the transferring attorney, obviously if it's cash, then he can't request a bank guarantee from the other registration attorney. So he will then have to give a bank guarantee to the bond cancellation attorney, whereby he goes to his online system, who's ever bank that he has his trust account with, and then he will then request a guarantee for that amount, because the bond cancellation attorney does not accept an undertaking. For the bond cancellation attorney's fees, the seller will be liable for that fees, and the seller will be paying. So usually sometimes the seller does not have the money at that time to pay, then he will request, because it's the attorney's fee, so he will request the bond cancellation to accept, can they accept a guarantee, sorry, an undertaking for that amount. If he does not accept a letter of undertaking for the amount outstanding for his fees, because usually an attorney do not wish to proceed to do the cancellation if his fees are not paid. So usually he would also want a guarantee for his fees, but that is negotiable between the transferring attorney and the bond cancellation attorney, should they reach that point. So in terms of that is cancellation on its own. Let's go to the transferring process. So you will once you've ascertained that there's an endorsement on the property in terms of the transferring process, that is just for the transferring attorney, the conveyancer, you will request cancellation figures of the title deed from the bondholder. As I said again, once you've ascertained that there is a bond on the property, you can download a copy while you're waiting. But once they've issued you a cancellation figures, the bond cancellation will send you a copy of the mortgage bond, of the title deed, sorry. Then obtain levies clearance certificates, obtain supporting documents from the seller, which is FICA. Then levy clearance, or so levy is for sectional title, and rates is for a conventional, so it's a freestanding property. And then receive a copy of the title deed and cancellation figures from the bond cancellation conveyances, draw transferring documents. So basically everything that happens in a transferring process is not the same whether you buy a sectional title or conventional title. The sequence of events are not the same. So maybe you will, depending on how it all went down, it's a client approaching the conveyancer. If there's no estate agent involved, usually the estate agent will sign a sale agreement with the seller and the purchaser, and then they will then send that through to the conveyancer. The conveyancer will peruse the sale agreement, make sure all the signatures is true and correct and everything is in order. After then, the conveyancing attorney will then, usually before the event process, the purchaser will want to see the fees that's involved in the property. So if a property is over a certain amount of threshold, so we're talking about SARS in South Africa, if it's over 600,000, then there is transfer duty to be paid. If not, if it's below the threshold, there's no transfer duty. So there's no duty payable. So if usually the purchaser will request a pro forma account, a quote, before he even signed the sale agreement. But if he's really in need and he wants the sale of the property, I'm sure they would have, the agent or the conveyancer would have given him more or less an amount that would be payable to the conveyancer, taking all the amounts that's due payable for the performer. So either before or after the sale agreement. So if he has gotten the performer after the sale agreement, then while you're giving the performer after the sale agreement, you request for your FICA documents. If the person is married in community of property, you request ID documents from both the purchaser, his husband and wife. If there's an ANC, you request all documentation relating to FICA documents for the purchaser, whether he's a closed corporation or a company, he needs a resolution from the directors, or if he's a sole director, he will then make sure that we'll get same from his accountant or audited, irrespective of, it all depends of the logistics and the sequence of events. So after that, then we will give the performer, if there's transfer duty to be paid, same will be in. So I just want to touch on rates for conventional, when we're applying for rates or any duty payable, like from a municipality point of view. So when you're applying for rates, so sometimes the purchaser, the conveyancer request a copy of the seller's current bill, latest municipality account, so that they can request the necessary figures, because same needs to be recorded. The seller's account number needs to be recorded when requesting for figures. Any accounts relating to the property, whether it's electricity, water, and rates, needs to be account. So sometimes you'll find that the seller has three account numbers for one property, but it's for rates, for water and electricity. Or then it's consolidated and it will only be one account number. So all that needs to be recorded in your request for figures, because the municipality, especially at Tukwini, will take a very long time ascertaining or locating of the property. If there's rates outstanding, obviously it will be for the seller, because the purchaser hasn't lived there, so he can't be liable for rates. So if the purchaser has taken early occupation, or obviously water and electricity should be calculated in accordance from date of occupation of taking occupation of the property. So let's go to the, so I've covered the bond cancellation process and the transferring process. That is just in a nutshell, because anything can happen in a transferring process. Let's go to the bond registration, should there be a bond be registered on the property. So the initial date is to request the draft deed. So the bond registration attorney will request a draft deed from the transferring attorney, and will request a borrower electrical compliance certificate. Also, they need the address of the property, the correct address of the property, the party's names, the seller's names, Also, if there's guarantees requirements that the transferring attorney needs, same should be given, and all copies should be given. Should usually the registration attorney would want same to be delivered to their offices and not be sent via email, because when they're doing the uploading of documentation, the bank doesn't usually accept, and their copy machine or whatever copy machine they are using might be different to yours, so the quality of the email might not be that good. So therefore they request the original documents, whether it's the they request the electrical compliance certificate, bar certificate, anything relating to the property. And also they need copies of the conveyancer to say that he's confirming the price, that there's no other side agreement, etc., anything that needs to. So in a nutshell, I've explained the process, where it's cancellation, transfers, and registration of bond or bond cancellation. So in my next video, I will be covering the sale agreement as whole, and then after that we can just go to FICA financial intelligence to just see what is required for a transferring process. Thank you so much, and if you have any questions, you can send me a voice note, or you can go to my website, or email me on conveyancing1720@gmail.com. Thank you. Goodbye.